Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Junior doctors have been on strike since 7 this morning after a breakdown in the pay negotiations. Now, they are especially upset about the fact that some of the doctors have been asked to take a 12% pay cut. And this is what the Resident Doctors Association told us last night.
It's a straightforward pay cut. There's other factors that will also work in that end up having more of a pay cut, but the simplest fact is that the salary that these people will take home per hour is less by 12%.
Andrew Slater is the Chief People Officer at Health New Zealand and with us. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Is it true? Are you actually asking these guys to take a 12% pay cut?
Look, there is no pay cut, and we've guaranteed that no current RMO would receive a pay cut under the offer that we've got on the table at the moment.
So psychiatry, radiation oncology, public health, not getting a pay cut?
None of the current RMOs would get a pay cut.
Is it new RMOs who are going to get a pay cut?
No. So what there is a very small cohort of people where under this new pay deal that we've got on the table, there is a group of people that when they work a certain amount of hours that would get rolled into their base. The key fact here, Heather, is the average increase is 18%, and that everybody receives between 3% and 30% in an increase in this. That's a current RMO.
So explain to me how they have reached the conclusion that there's a 12% pay cut.
Yeah, look, we're not sure. What we are really pleased with is last night the Employment Relations Authority.
Just help me out here though, because I need to understand this. How have they reached this? You must understand how they've got to this point.
Yeah, look, that's the reason we're going to a facilitation that was granted by the ERA last night, so we can get a facilitator to help us understand why they believe that's the case. This is a good offer on the table.
Are you paying less for hours that they're doing or cutting overtime?
No.
Is there any clawback here?
No.
Okay. So what are you doing tonight? Or last night?
So last night the Employment Relations Authority approved or granted us an application for facilitation. The authority... the authority did say or recommend that the union withdrew its current strike action and its planned strike action while we work through that. We'll be getting into facilitation next week, and hopefully that will bring to a conclusion this issue.
Okay, Andrew, I'm sure you can understand. I feel confused by this, and if I feel confused by this argument, everybody feels confused by this. So I just want to be absolutely clear. Somebody working in psychiatry does, let's say, 40 hours under the current contract. If they do 40 hours under the contract that you are now offering them, their pay will be more, will it?
Yeah, so depending on where they are on their pay scales, their pay increase with the offer on the table will be between 3 and 13% with an average of 18%.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrew. Appreciate it. Andrew Slater, Chief People Officer at Health New Zealand. Don't you hate this stuff? Like, I hate these arguments because definitely one of these two sides is lying to us, eh? Like, they can't both be right. Andrew's saying, nah, I'm getting a pay rise. And the other guys are being like, nah, there's a straight pay cut there, 12%. Which of them is lying? Now we're going to play that game, trying to figure it out, because one of them has got to be, and I hate this game.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.